魔法の指はウィザードリング。今を生きる魔法使いはその輝きを両手に宿し、絶望を希望に変える。
まるで月と太陽重なる時の衝撃、誰だって奇跡信じてみたい。きっと必要不可欠のエナジー、心のため夢と予想に意味で裏切ってくれるもの。
Do it into the mic was?
Pepsi! Please!
Didn't need to do it into the mic just for that. You'd probably hear it from where it was.
Oh, that'd be a sport. Hey, hey folks. Welcome to this is a Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Sands, aka Wild Dog Ranger. And today, I'm joined by...
Matty, also known as Spence of Alcohol. Well, technically, I'm joined by Lee, because after I don't know how long, we're recording at my house again.
Yay! And in case you didn't realise...
Fuck, I think I can smell that from here, you dirty fuck.
In case you didn't realise...
I'm spraying the fucking air pressure now, you dirty bastard!
Sorry, folks, I kind of just murdered Matty's toilet. Ah!
Dirty!
Fuck! Yeah! You saw that's me! Can't reach that far.
I'm sure as fuck not me! I'm not pulling out of shit just
Fuck what? Even though it's raining, folks.
No, actually, it stopped raining.
Even though it's
so ha, fucking ha ha!
That's a risk in the amount of times you farted in my bedroom.
Yeah, but I've not stunk it out that bad.
I'm pretty sure air freshener smells worse than my diarrhea.
Why the fuck are we discussing this?
You're the one that just went on a mad tangent about it.
It fucking stank!
So yeah, folks, I'm around Matty's. We're watching Kamen Rider Wizard, the first two eps. I just murdered his toilet and... Do you have to?
This is my house, bitch.
Thank you, folks. So, we're just watching Kamen Rider Wizard.
What watched? It's interesting, I've got to admit. I've been hearing stuff about it. I've never got around to watching it. I know, it's been almost a year. I don't care. But... The suit was actually quite cool, some of the fights weren't bad, the weapons were quite cool, I quite like the belt. It's just, it's actually works quite well.
Basically we watched episode 1, The Wing Wizard, and episode 2, I Wanna Be a Wizard!
Ringed Wizard, not winged.
Winged.
Ringed.
Ringed. Yeah. I'll stop making fun of my lisp. So it's very rare for me to get a nice cold can of Pepsi and not have to fight for it, so that's why I'm enjoying this can.
God, you know what the problem is? I'm looking at the title for that second episode. I wanna be another wizard.
But no one ever was. To use the rings. It's all something I don't know.
Fuck it, back to the...
Kamen Rider Wizard! Okay, now I've got this... Oh, no, that's going to be Asta's new costume in the next anime.
I've seen it, that's already been released.
Oh, God, now I want him to dress up like Wizard, and it's the greatest thing ever in my mind. Pikachu, please!
Nah,
alright, so basically, folks... Kamen Rider Wizard is about a guy, what was it, Haruto?
Haruto.
Haruto. Are we going to go in episode order, or are we just going to quickly explain the backstory?
quick bit of backstory.
Basically, I think it, what was it, a year and a half ago?
It started airing on the...
No, I'm talking about the plot, the flashback that the girl mentioned, so whose name I can't remember.
I think it was 6 months, hang on, let me pull that back up.
Please get character names. What, the chick explains it, what's her name, Mookie, or...?
Her name was... Koyomi.
So basically,
Koyomi.
Koyomi explained in the second episode to Detective Ruki.
Rinko.
Sorry.
6 months ago on the solar eclipse.
Oh yeah, there was a, 6 months ago, loads of people who were Gates were kidnapped for some ritual on the solar eclipse. In case you're wondering, Gates are people that have magical powers, and if they fall into despair, darkness, or just listen to sit emo music,
I don't think it's quite that bad.
They turn.
That's not gonna.
They die and give birth to these monsters called phantoms. And, yeah, well, probably just reading My Immortal being up to turn into a phantom. They're like, okay, first paragraph in, and...
Why did you become a phantom? I read My Immortal. Like, fuck, I'm reading that. I wonder what would happen if a phantom read My Immortal. Did they turn them back to human? It's just like, why am I back? Ah, changing back. Why am I back here? Yeah, fuck this. Boom.
No, they're probably just looking at the laptop. They're looking at that. They just read it. And then they slowly sit the laptop. Puts it down. Takes out a quill and a pen and writes on the last one testament. Well, gets up. Goes to the tallest building it can find. Takes a deep breath and goes, and then does a running jump off the building straight, like a 40-story building, and splat onto the ground.
I'm going to try that in Coventry, because they did it here. They'd find themselves at the end of a very long fucking queue.
Oh!
Hey, Zero Punctuation made that joke first.
I don't think Robot Chicken made that joke first.
Not about Coventry.
Oh. Well,
Zero Punctuation made that joke.
I'm going on about taking a winning jump, but...
Yeah, take a long jump, take a long walk up a short cliff.
Anywho, so basically, so there's these two main phantoms, Phoenix and Medusa, and they're trying to make as many as they can. We don't get any backstory about them, they're just like sort of hanging around and one going, ooh, there's a gate, I'm going to go and get him.
Yeah.
Come, Hellhound! Oh, I would have laughed if Hellhound had appeared with, like, a dog collar on. And then
That was the unedited version.
He's like, good boy, good boy, you want a biscuit, don't you? Yeah, now go murder those people, there's a good boy.
We are getting ahead of things.
Yes, you're excited.
This is getting ahead of things, though, let's be honest.
Okay, well, we're getting there. It's all about wizards.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically, it starts off with, I'm trying to think how the best, because by now people watch it as well, that's the thing. So,
yeah.
So we introduced to Haruto at the beginning, and he's just eating donuts.
Sat on top of a traffic signal, I think it was.
And he's like, ooh, I better get the plot on the move. And he goes, connect, please, bike, please. Pulls the bike literally out of the portal, jumps on and rides off. Where he meets Rinko and the other coppers who are getting fucking...
attacked by these strange creatures, I believe. I can't remember that.
Ghouls?
Ghouls, that
ghouls,
was it.
But they spell it with U and take out the O.
G-H-U-L, people.
Ghoul. S on the end.
That's if it's plural.
Ghouls. They kept saying ghouls, as in the foot soldiers.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the boss phantom is like this bull guy who gets his horn set off when our hero wizard appears and starts acting like a badass because he's been doing this shit for months.
Yep.
I've got to admit, I quite like them going back to this, like this whole, there's like stuff's already happened, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bit like in Darkness Rising, you know, TF Prime, where the Autobots have been on Earth for an extended period of time.
Yeah, and let's just carry on the story from...
By you're introduced to their story through the eyes of Jack, Mika, and Raph.
Yeah.
They're introduced to this, that, you know, the Autobot-Septicon War from their point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this. We're introduced to Haruto through Rinko in a way, and that's how we learn about all the shit that's going on with the Phantoms and the mages. So basically, Haruto is Kamen Rider Wizard, he's a mage, and he can kick ass. He has magic bullets that do bullet time, and they move in bullet time, and suit
games. Yeah, with his magic, he actually has a reason to be able to do that shit. Does he?
Yeah, using the magic. It's magic silver bullets.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this, and I know it's been said before, but I love the fact that the magic word to activate everything, like the Henshin, the weapons, is please. I love it. I just love it. And
magical touch.
What was the thing you loved? Oh yeah, the model kit robots.
Yeah, I've actually seen a couple of the figures for those online reviewed.
Yeah.
Mainly the beast ones, but it's the fact that... Yeah, okay, it's another summer for the people to sell to, like, kids and that, but it's the fact they actually come out in that model kit thing and you can put them back into the tree as well.
I know. What was it? Unicorn!
No, please. Unicorn, please. Kraken.
No,
police.
Kraken was from my... Kraken!
Police.
It's like this guy screaming his best heavy metal. Kraken! Please. And you got, what was it, Garuda. Garuda, yeah. Please.
That was it.
So he has these like, little robots that are cool.
Yeah.
Rinko arrests him because he wants more information about the Phantoms and the monsters and shit. He eventually breaks out thanks to Kumio?
Yeah.
Using the unicorn to basically dig into the police station and break him out. He then shrinks down and rides the unicorn.
Unfortunately having to stop eating his donuts again.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I paid good money for this donuts. I guess I'm going back to see the creepy C-mail lady to get more.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's in that. I just
fucked if I know, dude.
Japan. I mean, I know in the past they've had really effeminate guys play evil female villains like Cider.
But this was just flat out a dude in a wig.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like if Eddie Izzard was a mentor on Power Rangers and he always wore a dress.
That would be traumatizing for kids, let's be honest.
I'd laugh. If I saw that, that wouldn't bother me as a kid.
Yeah, but yeah, you know how some parents can be.
Yeah. I'm amazed we didn't get that many complaints from Jungle Fury, because it was pretty evident RJ was growing something in that loft attic house thing of his. Studio flats, do we call it?
Yeah.
There were a lot of vines in there.
Yeah.
So what else happened? So basically he breaks out, he goes to save Rinko from the Phantom Minotaur guy, because it turns out he was a cop who started the operation.
Yeah, it's as if it wasn't given away by the fact that he had a bandage round his head.
Yeah.
As if that wasn't a fucking clue.
So basically he ends up saving them in the end. Well, no, wait, I'm going ahead of myself. He kills this guy, like, flat out beats the shit out of him, using, like, his, what was it, for police.
Traps him, and then wind.
Yeah, what was the one, what was it, how did he goes, fire, 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 please.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it, yeah. And then apparently to say that he has to go inside her mind, her memory, and fight a monster on there by riding a dragon.
That nearly killed him first.
Yeah, because, he hasn't got enough gym badges yet to control that dragon.
Or experience, maybe, I don't know. But he ends up taking, basically, I like what he did with the bike, that was actually
the
quite
The bike fun. Basically attaches to the dragon as a sort of, like... Saddle.
And wings.
No, he already had wings. It attaches to the wings to try and control the dragon. Like an infant or something. And he fights this like phantom monster inside of Ed, saves her and puts the ring on there to like, I don't know, help cure her or just like... Maybe it's like the shadow.
Like a barrier to help try and prolong it.
No, he killed the phantom though. Yeah. He's alright now. Oh, we also forgot, we introduced to another guy, have you still got the wiki up?
Yeah.
He makes the rings for Haruto by, it's the second one, because they try the sleep thing. There's this guy who basically makes the rings for Haruto, and he can do this by having a magical stone speaking to
Shigeru Wajima.
I think that's it.
Shigeru. He makes the rings. He doesn't know what they do.
Yes, the magical stone is telling him to make these rings for
Haruto.
And
I was like, he went to test the ring. Sleep, please.
And he falls asleep. Which is interesting, because he's going on about he's having trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
So maybe the magical stone is like trying to say, like, okay, we can't have this guy getting exhausted. Here's an instant sleeping tablet for you, man.
I just like the fact that if I sleep more, if I keep sleeping, I get more tired.
That's true, though.
Mm.
Yeah, you want to lie in, but you kind of got to get up.
I'm like that most mornings.
But now, there's another thing. He's got to eat lots of sugary stuff, like donuts.
Yeah, just because he uses up that much energy.
Yeah, he's burning up all that energy from using magic, which kind of makes sense. But I can't imagine it's great for the actor, because he's probably going to the gym after filming every day.
Probably.
Just to make sure he's not putting on too much weight.
Yeah, well, to be honest, we don't really see him eat as much on screen, do we? If you think about it.
In later episodes, he's just constantly, like, mincing donuts.
Mm.
He's mincing a donut, like, one episode.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, though, the amount of meat he takes, he's probably biting into, like, three or four donuts at a time. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he's got to start. He probably goes to the gym afterwards. But I'm positive there's one way. It's just on.
Probably.
I might be wrong, but you know, it'd be funny if that was true.
Yeah.
What else was there? So they get introduced to Psychic in the second episode as well. What was his name?
Shumpei,
that was it. Who I swear just comes off as creepy pedophile.
He does a little bit.
He's like up going to his kids saying, I will heal your wound. Chee pee 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 pee. Mm. And all of them's like, did he just say pee? Did he say you're going to pee on us?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Sure.
What?
So I'm just looking up the actor that played Haruto.
Mm-hmm. He's done shit.
The main thing I recognise he was, he played Hiroto Sakurai in the live action Gantz film.
Oh, right. I thought I recognised him. Ah, well, he's not doing too bad. I mean, they get a movie out of the contract for Kamen Rider every year.
Yeah.
Two, if you count the team up.
Well, the movies they've had are...
Ultimatum. Turned up
in Space Here We Come, Ultimatum, Superior Tyson Z, and In Magic Land.
Oh, Space Here We Come is the Fosei movie. He's only in it as voice only for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and he was in the Kamen Rider Wizard in Magic Land.
Yeah, that's...
So he's had two movies, basically.
That's only just come out in Japan. Well, also, you've got the Ultimatum movie, him and Fosei teamed up.
That's what I said, two. Three, if you included what he...
And four, if you count Superhero Z, which I saved your footage of.
Mm.
Where he's fighting Gabon.
Yeah.
Which apparently got really bad reviews.
Probably did.
No, it did. So what else happens? Oh, sorry, folks, I drank all that Pepsi. Oh, excuse me. Oh,
flip me. Shan't.
I said shouldn't have.
No, I said shan't excuse you.
Yeah. Screw you, then.
No, thanks.
So basically, this guy, and, oh, God, I can't remember his name.
Shunpei.
Shunpei, sorry. He's just creepy dude.
Creepy.
He's like, this book will be my textbook.
Ugh.
He was really annoying.
He was annoying.
I was kind of hoping he would have died horribly. Like any side character in an early Heisei era Kamen Rider, so, but no.
Fingers crossed, it happens later on.
But he gets, he then learns how to actually do magic because the gates, the phantom has been sort of awakened in him and it's slowly sewing off his magic because he can breathe a jet of fire at one point and it scares off one of the monsters and but like yeah they send Hellhound after him and that's when Haruto is like in a bike fight with Hellhound and I'm trying to remember as much as I can from this bike fight so I got distracted. But it was a cool fight, because the bits I did remember, there was like a really cool fight, and it's nice to see like they're actually using the bike in Kamen Rider again, because you don't always see it in this fashion.
Yeah.
The fact that the villain's on the bike as well did make it look really good, you know? You don't get that much now in Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of time they're using the bike to get from point A to point B in the fight. They don't actually fight with the bike.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, earlier on in the same ep, it's boot to the... No, it was first episode, bike to the face, weren't it?
Yeah.
He basically rides the bike, does a wheelie, and smacks the Minotaur guy right in the face with it.
Which is always fun, twatting people with bikes.
Yeah. It's always fun. Of course, Case in Jungle Fury probably enjoyed it a little too much.
Don't need that!
Oh, yeah.
I don't need that! I will twat you on the head with this cushion again.
So basically, they get into the fight. He beats him. I can't remember if he kills him or not.
I
think he does. Mm. But he doesn't realise. Creepy guy. Fuck it. Sunpei. I'm not going to learn that name. I could end up watching the entire series and I still won't learn the fucker's name.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunpei like runs off again. And I think he gets a job. From what I can see from the trailer, he gets a job on the TV show, showing off his amazing fire trick, and...
Yeah.
So what happens? You're on the wiki now.
Yeah, he shows off the... He doesn't start showing it off until the next episode, which is where all the TV shit starts.
Also, does it actually say if Bullet dies in the fire explosion?
Who? Oh, Hellhound. No, it turns out, you find out in the next episode, he escapes.
Oh, that explains it, because I'm positive we saw him explode.
Yeah.
But how do you decide that fiery explosion? There's no time to explain. I'm just going to kill you.
You do actually find out the next episode. Shadows. Fucking shadows.
I hid in the shadow realm.
No, because the shadow realm. I look at him and go, get the fuck out before I game your ass.
Oh god. So anywho, god. Can you remember anything else you want to talk about? Because we touched the basic plot, the first two eps, some of the cool stuff, the really nice little robot designs like the unicorn, who I swear has got twice.
I wish I'd won the lottery, because if I did, I would buy half the shit for this series.
Yeah. The bell...
You'll keep bitching about that bell, won't you?
I will know the bits. I was just saying it's an odd design.
Yeah, it's different, I'll admit, but it's not the worst design.
No, I mean, the hand bit looks better on the gun blade.
Yeah, shake hands!
Yeah, that looks fun. I'm just not too sure on, like, the belt design. It's not as cool as past belts.
Like, than some belts we've had. Fucking Ryuki. That's the laziest belt I've seen out of the lot.
Ryuki belt? What's on the Ryuki belt?
No, it's just...
You get the deck, you slap it into the thing...
Yeah, I get the henshi,
and you start this.
Yeah, I get the henshi thing. It's cool in the henshi, but I'm looking at... I'm actually, if I get money, I'd be tempted to buy some of the rider belts for when I go to cons.
Right, but you don't like the Ryuki belt.
It's... What you get, it doesn't do much, does it?
Yeah. You fair, you can argue that with a lot of Heisei Oba. You can argue that with a lot of morphers.
True.
I mean, look at the SPD morpher. Do you get?
That's true, but the SPD morpher was just fun to mess with because you got the flip thing.
Well, what about the Overdrive morpher? All you got is a little wheel thing. That's like pretty much it.
Yeah, I can't stand Overdrive.
Well, the Samurai morpher. God.
God, they butchered that.
Oh, yeah.
They butcher that morpher so badly.
And let's not forget, you know, I still say Jungle Fury had the worst morphers. Sunglasses! Fucking do with that.
I can get doing something different from the Sentai, which isn't bad, but it's the fact that the Sentai morphers weren't bad.
It was just basically like things where they break their knuckles and do a kung fu pose. But allegedly that offended some religion, according to someone on the Ranger board.
Mm, fucking.
God knows which one. But, you know, that is interesting to say about how morphers are chains or hence an item, so if you're going to be pickety.
Either.
Over the years, I mean, you look at O's, you have all the different
coins.
Coins. Decade, you have all those cards, and you have a sound effect. You got the Megaforce Muffer, again, all the cards, all the sound effects. And next year, we're going to get the Super Megaforce Morpher, you know, the Ranger Keys.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I really want those Ranger Keys to sell well.
I've seen the comparisons for the Japanese and the American.
Mm-hmm.
The American one's got fucking steroided. Compared to the Japanese.
Oh, God. I haven't seen any of those photos yet.
I've seen them floating around.
God, I hope that's not too true. No, not now. I'll look up later. Basically, and I'll try and think of another one. Like, first they had all those switches they slot in, and yeah, it's interesting they're trying to do more, but... No, those are custom ones. Anywho, sorry folks, might be distracting me with Ranger Key images.
It's what I do.
But basically, what else did we have? I'm trying to think what else we had. Oh, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they look like they shrank a bit. They don't look muscular, they look fat.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What the hell's wrong with them?
See?
That's not right!
No.
They don't even look like the ones in the show.
No, they don't.
I'm really not excited now. I mean, look at the one they have in the show, which is an actual toy with better paint job. That doesn't look fucking bulky at all.
No. Anyway, that doesn't really look like you can fold it either.
It can.
Yeah, you probably can, but looking at it...
They're all thin like that in Japan.
Hmm.
Oh, man, that looks bad. Sorry, folks, Matty distracted me. Anywho, so... What else can we say about Wizard? Like,
the suits are fucking... The suit is nice.
There's some kind of conspiracy subplot going on for Special Division. They're trying to find out who Wizard is.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't know if maybe, like, they're working for the bad guys or if they've, like, got their own agenda, like the government guys in the UK. But I did like the fact that every time you look at this guy, it just screams...
He screams Slimeball.
He also felt like you kept expecting to say, by the way, I'm not a villain. That I mentioned, I'm not a villain. I want to know who Wizard is. By the way, I'm not a villain.
Yeah.
God, what else? Like I said, folks, it's a good show. Worth checking out. I mean, like, I've seen, like, the Dragon upgrade in Ultimate, so what's the Ultimate on that looks really cool.
Yeah.
I'm still pumped about the Dragon that you have to attach the motorcycle to pilot it. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that Dragon was pretty badass.
Oh, it was.
Do I do wonder, can he only use that in that, like, in people's head realm, or can he, like...
And the Dragon, we'll probably find out later. The Dragon, he's got the ring, so there's a good chance he might be able to use it outside.
I wonder
but
if he can.
If it's more effective, but considering most of his enemies are fightable by hand, you probably only really need the Dragon to deal with the things in your head.
Mm,
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll find out later on if we watch more.
Mm. I don't know, we might come back to this, see what people think, but yeah, I thought this was a pretty good show, so score out of 5 for the first two eps?
4.5.
I'll give it 4 out of 5 so far, seems pretty fun in the opening. Not much else I can say. I mean, would you watch this if it got butchered in the Power Rider? And by butchered, I mean adapted by Jonathan Secor. He did such a great job with Power Rangers Samurai.
I would watch the first episode.
And that'll be it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It's one of those that... It wouldn't be too hard to adapt. You wouldn't have to worry about all the cultural shit that you should have done with Samurai.
Yeah.
You could probably get away with a bit more.
I think it would help if... You had someone else besides Johnny Tesak adapting it.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact people are claiming this is going to be Power Rider. And I'm like, there's no proof it's going to be Power Rider.
No way.
This is going to be Power Rider. There's no proof it's going to be Power Rider. Suck the fuck up.
Seriously. Well, especially wait until the series is actually finished.
Especially as, like, Fury Diamond went to the Licensing Expo and asked them about Power Rider, and they're like, we haven't planned anything yet. We just trademarked it. Still early planning. So they've not even picked a Kamen Rider series to adapt
yet. Exactly. I mean, fuck, for all we know, they can still go back and fucking take decades.
You do realise that means they'll probably go back and try and get the Samurai cast back.
Fuck.
Though, having said that, what? I'm amazed they didn't try to adapt the decade Shinken to World 2 part as another Samurai special. After
yeah, but they would have had to do all that explaining shit with Decade.
Well, not really. This is a guy from alternate reality. He's just here. There. That's it. Barney's toys. I can't imagine Bandai saying no to a chance to sell a shitload of Decade and Kamen Rider Cougar toys.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's about it, folks, really. Chat to you again soon. Take
care. See ya.
Bye.
You have to understand, life is so fragile. What we're doing is life. Yes, it can be wonderful. No one else is doing what we're doing. But with that comes danger. And this isn't a fairground ride.
The one thing I've learned since meeting the Doctor is that there is just so much we don't know. Anything's possible.
It's beautiful.
He is a Time Lord. The greatest evil that ever existed.
Oh, everyone knows. But no one says a thing.
The new world doesn't have room for men like you. Only winners like me.
Please be advised that your services are no longer needed.
But it comes down to the same thing. Death and destruction and conquest.
No, it's seen you.
Yes, the Doctor is here.
Get back into the ship. When you look deep within your soul, what do you see? Some sort of angel, a hero.
Welcome to hell.
You will be like us.